Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes this life, it feels like there's not enough days ahead of me. Is there a light at the end of the tunnel, or has it been turned off for me? Think I need someone help me to pull me out of this dark open sea. 'Cause it feels like I'm drowning in here, feels like this life is killing me. Am I taking way too much on? Is the reward follow on? I just hope it comes with you. So much I can do with my hands only numbering two. I think I need someone help me to pull me out of this dark open sea. 'Cause it feels like I'm drowning in here, feels like this life is killing me. I can't seem to do this by myself. Am I taking way too much on? Does a reward follow on? I just hope it comes with you.
Let's jazz it up, Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host with the most, Brenda Moss. I have an acoustic blues pop artist, Philip Broussard. Hello, Philip. Are you with me this evening?
I am. I can hear you loud and clear.
That's good. Tell me briefly about yourself and that song, Drowning. I really dig that. So I know there's a little story behind that song, you know. I know there's a story behind
sure.
it, but I'll let you get into that later. But first of all, our fans out there who don't know you, can you give them a little brief story about yourself? I guess go back in history, growing up in your hometown.
Yes, I grew up in a very rural area in a place called Belfair, Washington. Very small town. I used to see tractors on the roads and stuff all the time. And, you know, we had a feed store nearby. And so, yeah, it was a very, very secluded area, a very rural way of growing up. And Yeah, I've made my home in the Pacific Northwest pretty much ever since. But yeah, I spent some time in the U.S. military. I was in the Navy for 6 years. I've been playing guitar since I was about 15. I'm going to be 32 in April. And, you know, that's just me in a nutshell. I mean, there's not a whole lot to, tell, really. I mean, it's backgrounds are, you know, it seems like you blink your eye and all of a sudden 10 years goes by.
So how did you get a hold of a guitar? Is your family made up of a lot of musicians?
No.
Your father,
no,
mother?
No. They sang in choirs, but that was about as far as it went. I'm the only guitar player in the family. When I was 15, my dad brought home a guitar, and it was this this Walmart brand, you know, $99 amp and guitar special. You know, it sounds like
yeah,
crap, but it's you know, it does the job. You know, you pick it up and you know, when you're 15, you never played a guitar before, you have no idea what you're talking about anyway. So it worked, and I learned how to play it. And you know, my dad kept that guitar all the way up until he died. He had me sign it, and he put it in a display case in his closet. I found it after he passed away. But yeah, he held that guitar to him. You know, he told me that one of the best things he ever did was bought me that guitar.
Aw, well, may his soul rest in peace. And thankfully, yeah, he know he put a blessing on you. You do a very good job in your skills and your talent being a musician. All right. Well, was there any music group or any artist that inspired you to keep going in on your musical journey here?
Yeah.
Go
ahead.
You mentioned some artists like Pink Floyd, Eric Clapton,
sure,
Jimi Hendrix.
Oh yeah, big Jimi Hendrix fan. Actually, you know what's crazy about Jimi Hendrix is that, I've had a couple conversations with, you know, people that maybe aren't necessarily big into Jimi Hendrix. I would probably say he's probably the most influential guitarist I think that's ever lived. I think he's the best that's ever lived, and I think a lot of people don't necessarily understand the reasons why he was the best.
I know.
You know, Jimi Hendrix was, I mean, he was born black in the United States during a time period when it wasn't really exactly easy to be born black in. And not to mention the fact that, you know, his family didn't have a whole lot, and he had a guitar, and he was left-handed, and it was a right-handed guitar, so it wasn't even comfortable for him to play.
Right.
You know, his family not having very much money, you know, he went and taught himself how to be the best guitar player that has ever lived. And I think a lot of people, yeah. So I have to say that Jimi Hendrix is by far just not only the best guitar player I've ever heard, but also just one of the most driven, and he knew what his passion was and he knew what he wanted to do. And I just find that fascinating. I think he was able to speak through his guitar. He was able to almost use it as a secondary voice. And I just think he was just absolutely fantastic in everything he did musically.
Yeah.
Jimi Hendrix was one of the biggest, you know, but going back to like Robert Johnson, you know, he's a blues artist, you know, from, you know, the early 20th century.
Mm-hmm.
Elvis Presley was another one. You know, he sang "That's All Right, Mom" and recorded it. He was really big into the blues. Eric Clapton was another one. So yeah, I just a lot of these amazing blues singers, and I mean, Robert Johnson's another one too. He didn't, you know, I don't even think Robert Johnson could read, and you know, he taught himself how to play this instrument. That's amazing.
Most musicians play by ear; they don't read music, and
right,
that's more fascinating, you know, to me. And Jimi Hendrix, he is one of my favorite all-time inspiring musicians.
Sure.
I still, you know, talk about him to other people myself today. But you brought my attention as well. I really had to sit and concentrate to listen to your music, and I see some signs in there what you picked up on in some of these classic artists, and I like that, you know.
Yeah,
how did you come up with the title of this song, Drowning?
Well, so
had to be a story
that song,
with that one, huh?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm 31 right now, and there's times I get home from work or whatever, and I feel, you know, I'm exhausted, and, you know, maybe I've gotten chewed out by a customer, or maybe employees are giving me a hard time or what have you, and I just sit down in my, I sit down in my chair at home, and I go to pick up a guitar, and I just think, great, only 35 more years of that, and then I can either retire or die, you know, and so sometimes life, I think, feels like we're just drowning, you know. I think there's special people in our lives that make living worthwhile, but I think a lot of times, you know, life just really has a way of beating us down. And so that's kind of what that song's about. And I think I tried to express that more through the guitar than I did through voice or through
right.
the lyrics, I
well,
suppose. You know,
I understand it. I can feel that, you know. Can you give us detailed information abroad about this upcoming EP, Wavelength?
Yeah, so Wavelength is, it was released a couple months ago, and it, you know, it's just five songs. It was whittled down from about 30, and the selection process involved friends and family telling me what was a good song and what were garbage, and I had about 30 songs, whittled them down to about five that I thought maybe accurately portrayed me as an artist to show a little bit of versatility, not only on the guitar, but the ability to write lyrics. And I also thought it had something for everybody. I thought there was people that would like maybe the darker tones of drowning, and I thought maybe there's people that would like the happier tones of just want to believe. And so when I thought of a title, I thought of that, you know, I pictured in my head a sine wave, you know, it goes up and down. And I feel like it doesn't really matter who you are. I think there's a song for everybody on that record. Maybe not the screamo heavy metal types, but, you know, if you're really into rap or anything like that, you probably won't like it either, but you know, it's, yeah, but I used to listen to Boys to Men as a kid, you know, or I even caught some Tupac and stuff like that. So I really dig a lot of that stuff too, I try to add a lot of songwriting elements from every genre of music I've had, you know.
Yeah. Well, you got my attention. I have an open mind for, I love all kind of music except for hard rock. You know, urban country.
Not really my thing
for that, but but anyway, what do you want people to get out of your music? What is the desire people to get out of your music?
Yeah, I want to have what I call a John Mayer moment. I was given a John Mayer CD when I was 19. And I'd never really heard of him before. And I had this moment where there was a song on the record that I listened to where it seemed like all the problems in my life had just kind of been summed up in this individual song. And it almost seemed like somebody else had gone through this before, and it allowed me to think things through. It, you know, allowed me to feel good about the situation I was in. And, you know, I want people to have that with my music. You know, I want someone to take and listen to a song and then, you know, maybe 10 years later, listen to that same song and have it transport them back in time again, right to that moment when they thought that everything was hopeless and meaningless, and there was a song that gave them clarity. And so that's what I want. I want the music to be timeless. I want somebody to hold it in their heart, hold it in their brains, and have it, close to them for the rest of their lives.
Right.
If that makes any sense.
Yes, I can feel that. I understand that. Nowadays, people do need to self-help themselves into meditation, because the world is so full of things, and people don't have time to pause or to think or to meditate, and your type of music can initiate that, well, to me. But anyway, we're going to move on. We're going to play another one of your songs, and the one I want to spin is called Just Want to Believe. So I need to know a little brief story behind this song as well, Philip.
Yeah, so that song is, it's, you know, from the title, you know, people a lot of times think it's a religious song, but it's not. It's actually about toxic people in your life and being able to cut them loose, or just kind of pleading with them to come around to your point of view. And, you know, you just want to believe that somebody's there for you, and sometimes they're not. I know a lot of people on Facebook, and every time I think Facebook is toxic, but you know, I go on Facebook and, I see a lot of people on Facebook, and you know, I'll see a status, you know, like, I can't believe you've done this to me, or, you know, put a cryptic, they'll put a cryptic, a really cryptic one, like, cannot believe this happened to me today. And then people will say, well, what's wrong? What's going on? And they say, you know, don't want to talk about it. Well, then why did you post about it, you moron? You know, but
yes, you're right.
So this is about all those terrible posts out and, you know, wanting somebody to be there and just kind of cut the toxicity out of your life. But, you know, sometimes they don't, sometimes they do. And that's what that song's about.
All right. Here is Just Want to Believe. And if anyone wants to call on the show, you call the guest line number at 657-383-0771. Stay tuned. Here's Just Want to Be. Just Want to Believe.
Ever since we met, I have worshipped the ground that your feet have touched, just to be pushed around. I should know by now, you're not here to stay. It's something I can't get past, and it's killing me. I just wanna believe that you'd be there for me. 'Cause one day I hope you'll see what your love's doing to me. Gets worse every day as you inch farther away. 'Cause I don't know. I remember the walks that we used to take, and coffee in the morning just after coming awake. And now those are replaced with angry words flowing free, and I don't know what to do. Help me make you see. I just want to believe that you'd be there for me. Cause one day I hope you'll see what your love's doing to me. Gets worse every day as you inch farther away. 'Cause I don't know what to say. I have nowhere to go where I won't think about you every day. 'Cause one day I hope you'll what your love's doing to me. It's worse every day as you inch farther away. I don't know what to say.
Well, all right. Just Wanna Believe by Philip Broussard. Welcome, everyone. Thank you for still tuning in. All right, Philip. All right. Do you have
all
any
right.
upcoming performances?
Yeah, I play
any
shows
events?
In Seattle and Tacoma here in my, near my hometown,
oh.
or where I'm at currently, I suppose.
Okay. Do you have any dates and times and what venue you're going to be performing at?
I do, yeah. Actually, I post those on Facebook. I usually keep people updated through the Facebook interface there.
Okay.
Yeah, it's usually easier for me to just keep people updated through social media. But I do have quite a few smaller shows that I'm playing next week.
All right. Go ahead and give the social sites that you are on where those can follow you.
Sure. Yeah. So you can find me on YouTube. You can find me on Facebook. Facebook's where I hang out most on social media, even though I think it's completely toxic and a waste of time. But it's just one of those things that, you know, it's one of those necessary evils, I suppose. I've tweeted a few times on Twitter, but I'm not really active on Twitter. I think I said something about I don't think I've ever seen like a wild hamster.
Shut up, Phil.
Like I've never have. Like I've never run into a wild hamster, and that was like the only tweet I think I've ever tweeted.
Okay, that is crazy
yeah.
though. All right.
But oh, you know what? I did tweet one more thing. I remember watching the movie Independence Day when I was a kid, and he's like. You know, Jeff Goldblum's character goes and he's able to sync his 1993 Macintosh old computer with this alien spaceship, you know, and, you know, I got a new phone like 2 weeks ago and I couldn't even get my old charger to fit my new phone. And sometimes I just can't believe life. It just makes me roll my eyes and chuckle. Sometimes things are just unbelievable. Truth is stranger than fiction.
All right, yeah. So why don't you give your website information, your webpage info?
Yeah, so actually my website is under construction. It's just my first name - my last name .com.
All right. Now, have you collaborated with any other musicians?
I'm still waiting on a call from Eric Clapton, but you know, who knows when that call is going to come through. But collaborated with some smaller musicians, or smaller time musicians, written songs with, and I used to actually play in a band called Mile Nine. And we did, you know, we headlined a couple of different joints and I co-wrote some songs with the lead singer of that band and everything. And it's, collaboration is interesting. You know, it doesn't seem like anybody has any time to do anything anymore. You know, everybody's so busy all the time and everybody's hustling and bustling and nobody has time to just sit down and write together, I suppose.
Yeah, it's getting harder for me to contact a lot of artists nowadays because everyone's on their hustle. I came across a video where you were singing Tears in Heaven.
Sure, yeah.
Now, what year was this that you did this, and what venue or what club, where at did you did this?
I recorded that. No, I just recorded that at someone's house. So they really liked the song. They wanted to hear it. And so I played it and they recorded it and we uploaded it and thought it was a decent recording. So.
It was. I want to play it. Do you mind?
Not at all. Go ahead. Yeah. That's a first. Nobody's played that one yet.
Well, this is Philip Broussard on Tears in Heaven. We'll be right back. A good recording of you doing that song, Tears in Heaven.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I love that song.
Yes, and I'm quite sure others that are listening here on Let's Jazz It Up with me, Brenda Moss, and you are Philip Broussard on acoustic guitar. We would like to get into a few more questions, and do you have any future projects coming up, any new music or any other events that you want to bring out?
Yeah, so I am starting to write music for my next album. People buy music differently, or I should say consume music differently today than they did in the past. People aren't buying physical CDs anymore. People aren't really purchasing music. They're relying on a lot of streaming services. So it almost makes sense from a budget perspective to put out less music and have people, you know, stream like one or two songs continuously, rather than put out a whole album, you know, and spend, you know, $200 to $500 a song, and you know, you're out $5,000, and you know, you make $75 on the amount of plays, you know, because I think they pay less than a penny per play. So I have started writing music for my next album, or I should say my next release. It's going to probably be a smaller amount of songs, but it's probably going to be a bit more guitar heavy. So guitar fans would definitely dig it.
So can you give us a little teaser on what type of music you putting in that new project there coming up? Music?
Yeah, so it's going to be, there's going to be some pop songs on there. There's going to be one or two like really heartfelt songs, I think, you know, songs that are, you know, that have a really sensitive guitar riff to them, you know. But there's, you know, other songs that are going to have a very serious guitar solo. And so, yeah, I'm probably not going to go for the McDonald's treatment, where you try to appeal to the masses. I'm probably going to have a small, I think, group of people that'll really, like, really dive into it, rather than trying to appeal to mass tastes.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm going to play another one of your songs. This one's called Best Friend. I know there's a story behind this song. I really favor this one pretty much, too.
Yeah, so it's funny. My manager actually, this is her favorite song, so I should give her a shout-out. This song is about my dad. I lost my dad when I was 18. It was very unexpected. I got a phone call while I was at work to find out that he had passed away in his sleep the night before, when I was 18. It was sad losing him. I don't think the pain ever goes away. I think it becomes easier to deal with. But this song was an attempt to, I guess, help others through whatever they've gone through losing a loved one. I tried to do the Jimi Hendrix method where I speak with the guitar rather than I wanted people to feel it from the music too, you know.
All right. Well, here is Best Friend. You stay tuned and we'll be right back.
Of an eye in heaven is 1,000 years on earth. It feels like 1,000 years since you left this place, and I'd do anything just to see your face again. I know never told you enough how much you meant to me. If I could do it all over again, you'd hear it every day. But there's no going back. Those mistakes are in the past. How many times could I have said that you're my best friend? How many days could I have spent getting you to comprehend? This life is going to end, and I'd be without you, my. How many times I cried in the years since you died, and maybe you would spend more time trying to save your life. But there's no going back. Those mistakes are in the past. Many times could I have said that you're my best friend? How many days could I have spent getting you to comprehend that this life is gonna end, and I'd be without you, my. How many days could I have spent getting you to comprehend that this life is going to end, and I'd be without you, my friend. This isn't fair.
All right, that is Best Friend by Philip Broussard. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. I have a caller that just called in. Please state your name.
Ray Hollis.
Hello, Ray Hollis. You have anything you want to say to my guest, Mr. Broussard, tonight?
I just want to let him know that I enjoy the music. It's very smooth, and I want to let you know, Mr. that I enjoy your show. I've just been tuning in to you, and I enjoy your show.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Thank you for your support.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. All
okay,
right. Bye-bye. So we're going to continue on the show.
I appreciate that. That means a lot.
You're welcome. Well, Philip, we're going to go into a couple more questions and before we'll shut down the show. We got a few minutes left. What are some of your accomplishments that you made in your music?
Well, being on your show is one of the biggest so far.
Oh, well, you're welcome.
they say flattery gets you nowhere. Come on. You know, it's I had a chance to meet my idol, John Mayer, earlier this year. And, you know, it was pretty interesting talking to him, you know, for an extended period of time, just sitting there chatting about music and chatting about, you know, his influence in my playing and everything like that. And so, you know, I'd probably say that, you know, I set out to tell him, you know, at one point, you know, several, you know, like over a decade ago, that if I told myself I ever had the opportunity to tell him what his music meant to me, I'd tell him, you know, and I had the opportunity earlier this year. And so he finally just said, you know, you need to put your music out there. You got to get it out. You need to record it and put it out there for people to listen to. And don't be scared. Cause you know, even if you have just a small percentage of the world population listening to your stuff, that's still, you know, could be a lot of people. So don't be afraid to put your stuff out there. And so I'd probably say just, you know, putting my stuff out there is one of my biggest, I suppose, accomplishments so far. You know, I'd like to open for some bigger acts this year, and play some bigger shows. That's my ultimate goal. And I suppose my ultimate goal would be to play the Gorge Amphitheater here in Washington State. You know, sell that place out. That'd be great. I'd love that. But, I'd probably say, like I said, you know, I've been just hustling away, doing it one day at a time. That's all you can do. So every time I do a new radio show, you know, and I reach some new people, new fans, like your caller, you know, that's a mini success in itself. You know, just hearing, you know, that they liked what they heard and everything like that. That means a lot to me. And that's the best way to, for any musician to keep going, especially because this is such a saturated market and it's tough to get your stuff out there, you know, taking these mini successes and these mini triumphs. That's the healthy thing to do.
Well, it's my passion to help all the independent musicians and artists out there. It's what I have in my heart to do for you guys. You are being heard all over the United States. And I'm quite sure there are producers listening and other musicians are listening, and you'll be passed right along the line, you know. And so that's a blessing. And so what are your future goals as you going to continue on your music journey here? What are your future goals?
Yeah, I'd love to I'd love to play a show with someone. You know, I'd love to do a compilation, or I should say a collaboration, excuse me, not compilation, but a collaboration with somebody I really respect in the music business. So this is, I'm going to send out a message to Ed Sheeran that if he wants to give me a call and play sometimes. By the way, congratulations on his engagement. But yeah, if he wants to collaborate sometime, I'd be happy to. Goes out to anybody else out there too, and anybody that hits me up on Facebook, I'm always down to chat with anybody. It doesn't matter who it is on Facebook, and I love hearing from people. So, but yeah, my goals are definitely to collaborate with somebody here shortly.
All right. You're more welcome to give a shout out to all your supporters that help you on this music journey with this EP Wavelength. You go ahead and give your shout out to all the others right now.
Yeah, sure. So I'd first like to give a shout out to Michael at MTS Management, Michael Stover. He's the one that got us in touch, and you know he's a great guy, and you know he's always encouraging and just a really really nice guy, and you know all of my friends and family that have been there and supporting me ever since, and you know it just means a lot that you know there's times I get cranky, there's times you know, that I'm sure I'm difficult to deal with, and people just keep sticking it out. And that means a lot to me, and they know who they are.
All right. I would like to ask you, what is your words of wisdom? Any advice to others that want to get into the music industry like you? Any advice you might give?
Yeah, so, I mean, you just really... A lot of people, far too often times, want to win every heart. They want to win every fan, and you just can't. There's going to be people that don't like you. There's going to be people that don't like your stuff. There's going to be people that are very discouraging, and you just got to realize that if you know you're going to run into those people, and you just got to get past them because they can, and oftentimes will, do their best to throw you out, throw you off, and you know, just don't be discouraged. Just keep doing it. Just keep playing. Just keep singing. Keep doing what you do, because you know if you love it, you should do it. It's that simple. You know, you may not be a multi-platinum selling artist, but every multi-platinum selling artist thought that at one point.
Yeah. Well, thank you for that advice, Philip Broussard. Thank you very much. I would like to thank you for participating on my show tonight. You're more than welcome to make a return on some update music.
Oh, I will.
So,
absolutely.
Yes, and I want to thank you. Can you give our audience out there your website information and what social sites that you are on for them to follow you?
Yeah, the best place to follow me is on Facebook. I'm going to be posting different song covers on YouTube here, just like Peers in Heaven there. Once a month, be posting a new one on there. I think my next one's going to be Perfect by Ed Sheeran. My manager hates that song, but I'm going to do it anyway. She's just heard it way too much, and it's always on the radio, and I'm always playing it, trying to remember the lyrics and everything. And so I'm going to do it anyway, just to annoy her. But you know, it's that's the best place to find me is on Facebook, Facebook and YouTube.
All right. And thank you very much, Philip Broussard.
Thank you
so much. And the show is recorded if anyone misses it. And thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Thank you for your support. This is Brenda Moss signing out. I'm going to spin the song All Over Again by Philip Broussard. And thank you, everyone, and good night.
There were times I felt so alone, even though you were right next to me. There were times I could sense that you just didn't want to be with me. When you finally left on that long trip back home, I was stuck sitting on one side of the couch, left to sob there all alone. this pain would just go away. And you knocked on the door right outside. It was a beautiful surprise. I didn't know where we should begin, 'cause all I know is that I fell in love all over again. I couldn't wait to embrace you once I realized you came all the way back to me. A look into my eyes, and as you're standing there, I just don't know what to do, 'cause all I know is I have this chance just to wrap my arms around you. And now I'm free to breathe, and I can finally sleep at night, and I'm hoping that you'll be there for rest of my life, because you knocked on the door right outside. You were a beautiful surprise. I didn't know where we should begin, 'cause all I know is that I fell in love all over again. Didn't know where we should begin, 'cause all I know is that I fell in love all over again.
I thought they were on.